Well, they call it appendicitis. But Lord, I never heard of appendicitis till I was grown. They call it, you know, like that.
Yeah.
They call it, if you give me a pain in your side, you have pneumonia. And they put poultices on you. Go out and gather mistletoe off the tree. Boil this mistletoe, thicken it with meal, and put poultices on you.
Would you make anything from the part of the tree under the ground?
No, we're making things from the tree under the ground, I know of.
The what did you call that?
The stump. You cut a tree?
Yeah, you would make anything from the...
The stump of, no.
The root?
The roots of it, no. We never did.
Never did?
No.
I see.
No.
Would you ever make anything from the bark of a tree or of a maple or something like that?
No. My dad never did make anything like that.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about, did you get a kind of disease that made you turn yellow?
That's yellow fever.
Yellow fever.
Yellow jaundice. That is yellow jaundice.
I see.
Oh, yes. You get that, you know.
Yeah.
They give you some kind of tea or something, though, like that. Of course, you go to the doctor, at a country doctor, you know. And he'd give you some of that more to be quinine or calamine that they give you. But they had yellow jaundice. They had, a lot of people had yellow jaundice. But he never did kill many people like the others did.
But this, you know, when you get this pain down here and it killed people, what was that?
Well, that, I think it's appendicitis, but I never heard of appendicitis till they're gone.
What did they call it when you had a real bad pain down there?
Well, they called it the cramp.
Cramp,
you know. They called it cramp. I imagine appendicitis. People died because they didn't know what it was.
I see.
Yeah.
You might say he's been dead a week and they hadn't figured out what he...
Probably died, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Does that happen a lot?
Yeah. Well, you see, in olden times, there wasn't many people for it to happen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
As I tell you, there wasn't many people in the world. As I said, from here, from 20 miles from here, there wasn't but two houses from here to where I live.
Yeah. Now, that disease of the... that makes your, you know,
muscle now, this arthritis, things like that?
Yeah, that's the disease of the...
muscles? Of the joints?
Yeah.
What do you call that, arthritis or bursitis? Some call it arthritis, some call it bursitis.
Mm,
yeah. When we come on, they call it rheumatism.
Mm-hmm.
If you got crippled up with anything. I have bursitis, see how my joints are and everything. I have bursitis.
Yes, ma'am.
And I take medicine for it all the time.
Now, the people... people dressed in black at the funeral.
Oh, yes, you dressed in black, and if we're going to have a little party, you know, like you'd say, well, we're going to call it a little silly party, call them sillies. We're going to the little silly tonight. But if anybody died, you couldn't go nowhere for a month. And when you went to church, the old folks, they wore black.
You were what? You were in?
In mourning.
Huh?
In mourning, and all the old people, they wore black. If you went to a funeral, they wore, well, children didn't go to a funeral the most when I come on. You know, children just didn't go. But they wore black, and we'd say, well, maybe we planned a little party. Say, well, we're going down to so-and-so tonight, we're going to have a little silly party. Well, if somebody died at that time, you didn't go for a month. No, you didn't show them respect if you went.
I see.
Yeah.
You say the people there, you know, if the women just kind of lost control of themselves, they were doing what they were...
In mourning.
Taking on?
Taking in mourning. Called in mourning.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, if a man got shot and didn't recover, you say that the doctor did everything he could.
A doctor did everything, but he died.
He died.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might say she's been living all alone ever since her husband...
He died ever since her husband. She's a widow.
Well, any other way of folks, you know, kind of a veiled way of expressing your sentiment?
Well, no, they just say, well, she feels sorry for her. She's left with so many children. Or if it is him, he's left with so many children, you know.
Poor old Mr.
So-and-so or poor Miss So-and-so.
Ever since
her husband died, ever since his wife died.
Okay.
He's had a hard time.
Would they ever say passed away or something like that?
No, most of you said died, they didn't say passed away.
Uh-huh.
Most of you say so-and-so died, you know. Is that you, Fred?
No, it's all right.
Yeah. Jenny, that you, Joyce Ann?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, Joyce Ann.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Who's that?
It's called Gertie Burchett.
What was she doing for you?
She brought some stuff from town.
any crude way of saying that? You know, they say, I'm glad that old guy finally.
I'm glad somebody killed that old man or that old woman or something like that. Oh, I'm not sorry for them. You know, they wasn't much in old house. Something, you know, like just make cruder words, you know.
Yeah. Oh. I'm glad he finally
passed away. Moved off.
Kicked
up. Yeah. He moved out.
Kicked of what? Kicked up.
Yeah.
Kicked a bucket.
Kicked a bucket, or died, or moved off. Moved off. That means if you move from place, you call it, you moved off.
Oh, well, I thought maybe that meant you died.
No, you moved off. if you move before he died.
All right. Now, if the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you might say, why haven't you
taken your medicine? Yeah. You haven't taken this medicine. That's the reason you ain't doing so good.
And he said, well, yesterday
I took it yesterday.
And tomorrow I'll
take it next day. I'll take it the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And somebody.
No, that's all right.